Diamonds, race, and heartbreak. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Stay on like the desert, just way hotter. The point is it all.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Friday is upon us. Hello. Welcome to... I just thought today was Friday the 13th, and I don't know why that, because it's actually Friday the 11th, right, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
All right, so Ken Kessler is here, and for your listening and dancing pleasure, we are available at 888-302-3684 as the discussions of what's going on around the country, mostly, not too much of what's going on around the world. I find the Dan Snyder thing, the NFL, and the controversy, sort of made-up controversy about the Redskins. There is, and this is something that's been all over sports talk radio, it's been all over sort of general talk radio. I don't get, but then I'm pretty insensitive. Some people tell me about stuff like this. I don't get this. What in the world? Why? Who cares? What is there? And Snyder seems to address this fairly well. We talked about that letter that he wrote that seemed to be in all of the media in the last 24 hours or so, and I say all the media, it's the news media, there's sort of a general conversation about it. A lot of people don't like Snyder. I think Rich McFadden on my staff is one of them, right, Kenny? He doesn't care much for Snyder at all.
Yeah, I don't think he has much use for Dan Snyder.
No. But the Redskins Nation, has that garnered any conversation? Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show? Anything that you have seen there, other than, I think I read a few comments yesterday, in fact, that I saw.
I'm sure there's stuff on Twitter. I haven't seen it yet, but I can check that out.
He says, I respect the opinions of those who disagree. I want them to know that I hear them. I'll continue to listen and learn, but we cannot ignore our 81-year history. And then he talks about his childhood memories and trying to set a different tone and all that other stuff. This seems to be, it's like kind of beating, you know how you put a big blanket outside on the old clothesline and you take a stick and you beat it? That's what this feels like to me. Just keep beating away until, why would, under the circumstance, right, this is the same question I would ask about anything, and I don't know whether you would consider me honest and truly. I look at the fun side of this. I'm not politically insensitive, but I am politically tuned in enough to know that most of this stuff is made-up foolishness. And anybody who takes this seriously has got something askew in his or her brain, honestly. What in the, and the old expression, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me? I think that applies here, too. We have become so sensitized, either that or desensitized, to this sort of foolishness. And there are a few professors who have been banging away at this, and there are a few politically correct institutions, but a lot of Indians, or Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, they get what's going on, and they just kind of ignore it. There are some politicians who are trying to get this changed for whatever the reason. Go away. You know, like, I was watching Bill O'Reilly for the first time in a long time last night. You know, he uses his usual terms of pinheads, and then he gets upset and starts yelling and screaming at Brit Hume about what's going on in Washington. And, yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of play in all of that. But the other side of it is, we are at the point of getting so upset about such nonsense when there are some real things to be considered. All right, so I've spent 3 or 4 minutes talking about something that's nonsense. That's sort of the way I look at the Redskins, the nicknames, the Carter is just nonsense. That's me. How do you read it? If you read it differently, you're welcome to express yourself. 888-302-3684 in the Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is not nonsense, although the foolishness between the Republicans and the Democrats could be considered to be nonsense. Republicans yesterday said they would seek a short-term extension of the nation's debt. What I really find, and because I'm traveling, I'm still in Los Angeles this morning, I have a little more time sometimes to look at some of the stuff that people view with regularity, including excerpts from some of the press conferences. I didn't realize how annoying Jay Carney was until I saw him try to dodge a number of questions from reporters. And I go back to O'Reilly for a minute. Because, you know, he said that's their job is to inform us, not to protect the president, not to cover, not to do a lot of the stuff that these guys do. In essence, my read on this, and this I said several campaigns ago, these press secretaries should not be paid by the taxpayer, by you and me. They should be paid by either the Republican National Committee, Democratic National Committee, or out of campaign funds, because they aren't doing the nation's bidding. They're not there to inform you as to what's going on. They're there to cover their boss. That's all they do. So why are we as taxpayers paying them to protect Obama's butt or Bush's butt or whoever's there? Am I on a firm sort of terra firma here, Kenny, or not?
Yeah, it's the whole thing is so ridiculous, and
yeah,
everybody's excited that they're finally talking after 10 days.
Yeah. Excited like it was some big phenom. In the meantime, everybody who has anything to do with the government, there's only a few people who aren't working. We have this whole psychology of what's going on in business that's hurting pretty much the national business attitude, the national business acumen, the national business recovery. The recovery has stopped. There's a little bit here and there, but it has stopped. And I said this before, I can see it in my advertising. I saw when I asked a couple of agencies earlier this week, what's going on? They said that a lot of people pull back on their advertising because people don't feel good about spending. They think there's something wrong, something more wrong, because the government has inveigled itself into all of our lives so much that they feel like, oh, if there's money to pay what the government bills are, you know, that means we don't get our Social Security, or we don't get our Medicaid, or we don't get our special dispensation for disabilities and all this other stuff. And again, we've become so dependent on this stuff. You have gone like a pig to the sow to suck off of the government teat. And as a result of that, when the teat goes dry, what happens to you? Oh, I don't have any money. Go get a job. 888-302-3684. Some people, oh, that's very insensitive. Some people can't work. Well, in the old days before there was government assistance, there was such a thing as family help. Families helped the other people in the family. So nobody was ever destitute. Some of these big Italian families, the Irish families that came over. What in the world is what happened that saw all that stuff go up in smoke? All right, another rhetorical question, or one that you can respond to if you'd like. Doug at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com. 14 after, this is Friday's Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TobeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TobeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling Connections.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
It's 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The essence of information, some of the hot stories of this Friday. The president and the House GOP members say, to get back to that sort of, it was a good and useful exchange of ideas. No word on any talks now. Today's the 11th. The default is the 17th. You do the math. Here's host Bobby Walsh talking to analyst John Brinson, who says that the Democrats in the Senate had passed a budget, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now.
Mike Lee, government default is unconstitutional. It won't happen. So
He's right, Bobby. It won't happen. And even if it were constitutional, it wouldn't happen. Because the president himself, as dishonest as he is, he would not allow it to happen because he would be blamed for it. Absolutely. In fact, the president must be blamed for the shutdown of the government because the Republicans can't shut it down. It's unbelievable that a majority of the American people blame the Republicans for the shutdown. They're not responsible. They can't shut the government down. Only Obama can shut it down, and he did it. And as everybody knows now, he put the word out to inflict the maximum pain on the maximum number of helpless, innocent people to illustrate that, in his view, the Republicans did it. They didn't do it.
The bottom line is that if the Democrats had passed a budget, there could be no threat of a shutdown.
Well, that's right.
The Democrats in the Senate didn't. Look, there has not been a budget for five.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
There'd be none of that. There would be no 11th hour because the Republicans would have no leverage.
That's right. And the Republicans missed an opportunity here to speak out. Thomas Sowell had a nice piece that he wrote yesterday, and he said the Republicans ought to articulate their positions. And he particularly identified Speaker John Boehner, who had 100 microphones in front of him and 100 cameras yesterday, and when he was reporting on the meeting with the president, and he should have used that opportunity to attack Obamacare.
You know, as well as I do, if you're a regular listener to this program, we take bits and pieces of talk radio shows, some of the news talk shows as well, and bring them here to present different points of view, so you can react at 888-302-3684. Good day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Factor and you're interested in where they are, the group winners last night moving in. Sweet Suspense started out the program, the X Factor, with Wishing on a Star. This is a little snippet of that. I think this is good or not. It doesn't sound like the original version, but I never much cared for the original version anyway, Kenny. This has never been one of my favorite songs. How about you?
I like the version from the movie, but you know, it's always hard when you cover something else that's popular.
Right. And from New England, it's Wishing on a Star. It's 25 after. Doug's Good Day. Ken Kessler and I are here to review what's going on around our country today, discussion-wise and otherwise. Your comments at AAA. We have a number of people that are in the queue already who want to talk, as usual, about the shutdown and who's to blame, and we'll sort of work our way through some of those. Perhaps if you have a new idea, something interesting and imperative, that'll go along better than listening to the same yada yada. Here is host Bruce Wolfe, along with Dan Proft, talking to Christopher Voss, who teaches business negotiation at Georgetown. And they talk about Voss's suggestions for a solution to the government shutdown and to the back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats.
What would you do right now to midwife a solution to this?
Well, as you guys observed, it appears that there has been a loosening somewhat of a position that came about last night. You know, so the important thing now is for everybody involved on the public statement to stop using the inflammatory words that is hostage negotiated. We would never use anyway. You know, to start using words like hostage and ransom and the phrase holding a gun that somebody said, it just doesn't help. It reverberates in a very negative fashion. If they get back away from that, I think they're on the right track.
And you describe kind of how you get to a point where two sides that know they have to eventually talk to one another don't talk to one another, and how you break through that. I think you've described it as kind of fear-driven behavior that puts people in corners where they're not even communicating, when ultimately they know some form of communication is going to be required.
Right, exactly. And ideally, at some point in time, somebody starts talking about, you know, there's a real confusion between common ground and common goals. Might not necessarily have common ground, but most people, in fact, have common goals. And if they can focus on the common goals, then they can find a way to work their way out of it.
And so this is really an exercise in trying to align interests, or at least have the impression of aligning interests.
Right, aligning interests and you know, another thing, show respect. I mean, it's amazing once you start showing the other side respect, how much it has a tendency to generate mutual exchange of respect. But usually taking the first step to showing someone respect when the other side is using inflammatory language is really hard. And that's what they've had a hard time doing here these days in Washington.
I also, another interesting point I read in an interview you gave, too, is stop talking in the language of sports metaphors, winning and losing, because, of course, people remember losses more than they remember wins, and nobody wants to be on what's perceived to be the losing side.
Right. You know, that's exactly right. And as I mentioned before, in that interview, I mean, people are hurt twice as much by losing as they are by winning, actually. There's a couple of psychologists that won a Nobel Prize to bring forth some research on that, something that everyone in sports has known all along, but we just didn't understand how pervasive it was in all human behavior.
888-302-3684. One of the things that has been a side discussion here with results of people getting outraged is the delay in death benefits for fallen members of the service and how much hoopla has been wrapped around that. 28 minutes after the hour, and good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Award-winning author T. Greenwood discusses the ways in which characters in her latest novel, Bodies of Water, are healed and destroyed by love, alcoholism, secrets, and betrayals.
In the story, both of the women find themselves in challenging relationships with the men in their lives. Billy is married to Frankie. He's a drinker. He's not a violent drinker. He's verbally abusive, and he's difficult. And I believe he senses all along that he is not whom Billy would have chosen. Eva, on the other hand, is married to Ted Wilson, who is also a drinker, but a violent drinker who is abusive physically. Both of these women struggle to both survive and thrive in an environment that is not conducive to survival. I don't want a reader's sympathy because a character is a victim. I want a character to be complicated. I want them to be equal victims and perpetrators. And I think that Billy and Eva, they lie. They lie, and they, you know, they deceive the people who care about them. The men rage because they have anger about, you know, the women in their lives. They aren't loved by the women in their lives. Not that that excuses violent behavior or alcoholism or anything like that, but there's motive behind their frustrations.
That's author T. Greenwood on her new novel, Bodies of Water. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Shall we on the Good Day program? I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler in this hour of the program, reviewing sometimes two or three of the major issues. It's the time of day when people are contemplative. And one of the things that I found interesting is people contemplating what's going on with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who has been criticized through all of this, even though he's a Republican. The Republicans think he's a turncoat because he's, or some Republicans anyway, think he's a turncoat because he has gone to work for the administration, the current administration. So that means he's a bad dude. 888-302-3684. We're having a conversation about the debt ceiling, the shutdown, that sort of thing. There have been three prominent issues woven around this sort of heavy item that is on top of us. It has to do with the debt ceiling. It has to do with government shutdown. It has to do with the Health Care Act. So most of the conversation, though, that I've felt or sensed the latter part of the week here, Kenny, has been more about the shutdown and the debt ceiling than has been about the health care. Earlier in the week, we had a lot of people hooting and hollering because it's costing more money than everybody thought it was going to or should, and then the websites that don't seem to work. I don't guess there's anything new there, and I'm not even sure there's anything really new on the shutdown front, but let's attack from one more point of view. This is host Tommy Tucker talking to a financial planner whose name is Randy Wayshe, and they discuss what Wayshe thinks will happen if the debt ceiling isn't raised next week.
If the government does default, and for whatever reason they remain at loggerheads and no compromise is reached, what would the effects on the average person be?
A lot of that would depend upon how long they go into default. Consider on the individual that had a tough month and their house note's due or their credit card bill is due, and they just don't have enough money to pay it, so they defer it 4 or 5 days or two or three weeks, and then they pay it. Well, there's not a major consequence to that other than the rates might go higher. But if they default and they continue to default and we can't pay our debts, there will be significant consequences, mostly to our image as a world power. Ultimately, we will pay our debts. But remember that somewhere in the neighborhood of 47% of our public debt is owed to foreign nations. They're buying our treasury bills, which is how we're funding our deficits. And right now, treasury bills are quite low. If we don't pay, they're going to demand higher rates, and we will be perceived a lot differently than we're perceived now as the nation of credibility. Our brand deteriorates, and we become less of a power than we are right now.
You hear a lot of that, people struggling with how we can't be number one. There's almost an ego thing there. I think that there's a question. Well, there's no question that we're number one, but is there a question about whether we stay there, or if it's important for many of you, I'm going to not necessarily throw my own two cents in here, how important is it for us to be number one? 888-302-3684. The discussion of the shutdown now with your thoughts. So in the queue is Lee in Virginia with a focus on what happens to the Republicans.
I got to say is, you know, that in the short term, closing the government, it's not going to be felt. It's not going to be as much pain. It's not going to be that much painful. But I got to say that in the long term, and I think every day to come to shut down, it's going to take at least a week to catch up. And we're going to be spending more money to do that. I'll just give an example of the Veterans Affairs, for instance. Veterans Affairs reported that they've been able to crack the backlog by 30%. Right now, pretty much claims and appeals is deeply affected by the shutdown, the processing of them. It's going to take such a long time to pick up the pace, to get back, to get the gains that we have. And so we have essentially veterans and many others that are deeply affected. That's the thing is, and this is what gets me, the Republicans they want to just pass the veterans bill just VA. But veterans not only are relying on the VA part, they're relying on many other government services as well. So the notion for my party to tell me that, oh yeah, we're going to fund the VA, and we're just going to piecemeal it, that's just ridiculous to me. So I think overall in the long term, we're going to be hurting deeply because of this. And I think Ed's right. I think the 17th is going to be the critical part where we're going to have to find and strike a deal on here, because every day we go on, deeper will hurt.
888-302-3684. Dave is in California here with a happy reflection on the shutdown.
I don't want nor need anything from the government, and as far as I'm concerned, I hope they keep it shut down for good. This country's been going the wrong direction, surveillance society, control, 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 and that's all there is to it. I'm personally sick and tired of it, and as far as the people that are actually working for the government whining about being furloughed, well, check this out. I have not talked to one federal employee ever that said they trust the U.S. government. They decided to take an entity that they don't trust and work for, and then it ended up biting them in the ass.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 888. Shame on you, sir. 888 for using that horrible language on this program. 888-302-3684. Callers that are focused on the shutdown, suggestions for the President and Congress here from Tom, who's listening to Good Day in Michigan.
I would certainly be encouraged by the buzz about possible breakthroughs. I would simply request, beg, that the President and Congress get away from pandering to probably the worst elements in culture nowadays, which are, a stubborn holding to self-interest and condemnation of individuals who have different ideas, fighting as opposed to discussion. I think that if there's going to be a real solution, the process has to include respect for people across the aisle, respect for their dignity as individuals, respect for the creativity of their ideas, and some willingness to sacrifice and merge.
888-302-3684. Ruth is an Oklahoman, has something to say here about the bickering.
I'm calling because my husband is retired, and he's a disabled vet. He's 100% disabled. We're in Oklahoma City, and they do take good care of the vets here. They're wonderful, but we watch TV, and we know what's going on, and people think that we're stupid because we're senior citizens. No, we're not. We know the lies that are spread by the by the GOP. We're sick and tired of Sarah Palin and all those people, you know. We just want to, you know, sit down and talk and get this over with, you know. Why hurt people? Why the greatest country in the world shouldn't have to put up with this? No, this is for third world countries. This is for other countries, not this country. This is the most wonderful country in the world. Please don't destroy it.
For this is my country, land that I love. All right, where does that send the listeners?
No, stay.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's Tim in North Carolina. Doesn't understand Mr. Boehner. Mr. Speaker?
I understand they have two votes to pass this, and the Speaker won't let it come, you know, to the floor. This don't make sense. This certain segment, and I'm not talking about all the Republicans, but there's a certain segment of the Republican Party that I really believe, and I hate to say this, but the truth is the truth, that they want to punish America for electing a black president. And I think they're going to try to make things so bad that when another black person runs, people are going to say, no, we're not going to vote for this guy because we know what happened last time.
888-302-3684. Let's get this bill done. Janice in Mississippi, what say you?
I have a problem with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. Harry Reid has managed to table everything that the Republican House has sent over. And I disagree with the president. He said that we reduced the deficit by 50%. He, in fact, has increased the deficit by 127%. All he wants to do is tax and spend. And because we want to put a limit on his credit card, he is refusing to negotiate anything at all. It's a deadlock. Nothing's going to change unless somebody comes down and says, okay, this is the way it is. These are the realities of this situation. And until somebody gets some common sense, we're all going to be in trouble.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for that inspirational comment or those comments. 888-302-3684. Mike's listening to WAYY in Wisconsin. Let's wrap it up here, Mike.
I'd just like to say the politicians are so out of touch with the average American nowadays. It is unbelievable. When they say they will forego their pay, frankly, they have money in the bank. My wife and I are both disabled. We live check to check. These politicians, frankly, on both sides of the aisle, I will not only not forget this, I hope they're all voted out, every last one of them.
Well, that sort of follows up on what I said. Let's have a year from now, see how many of you really remember all of this stuff and vote for somebody new. 435 new people in there would be swell. Most people think that would be, yeah, that's the way to fix this. But it doesn't fix it now, it fixes it then. So what fixes it now is still something to contemplate. I want to go back to the Redskins and their name in a moment here as Good Day continues. I'm Doug Steffen.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we are going to talk about your favorite all-time activity. And yes, when it's over or even during, you'll have a cigarette or you'll have a cup of coffee. You know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. People watching. We all love to sit down and watch people pass. And what we do in an instant, we begin to analyze their lives. We begin to understand if they have anything in common with us. We judge them each and every moment that we see them. But what happens when we get up and all of a sudden we are walking and people are watching us? What kind of an impression do we give off? Do we give off success? Do we give off failure? Do we give off confidence? Do we give off shyness? Anything that people see is the way they react to us. From now on, when people watch you, give them that sense of accomplishment, give them that sense of success, and enjoy people watching you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Among the top stories and information today, earlier we were talking about the Washington Redskins and their name controversy. Here's a radio host named Jimmy Barrett talking to sports writer Jim Dusabella about the pressure on the Redskins.
You've watched this controversy through the years. Have you ever seen more pressure than what they're seeing right now?
No, I haven't, to be honest with you. For many, many years, the stance that was taken was that there were certainly more Indian tribes who didn't consider the nickname to be offensive and, in fact, took the opposite tack. I've never seen as coalesced an effort as we are experiencing right now. However, I still think that, you know, in an ideal world, the name would have been changed a few years ago, and it would have been done in a much less ham-handed way than the NFL is apparently doing, which is to, by agreeing to come to the reservation in New York and to discuss this, they're basically in the first stages of taking this decision out of Dan Snyder's hands. Now, if you saw the PBS special on the NFL and head trauma, you know that the NFL is an expert at dragging its heels with political correctness. And so God knows how many years this might take before enough pressure is exerted on Snyder that the name actually changes.
At what point, though, will it be, as you say, be taken out of Dan Snyder's hands, do you think? At what point will the National Football League just sit down with them, Deuce, and say, you know what? Either you change the name or you are no longer going to be granted the National Football League franchise.
Well, I think it's going to take a lot more empirical evidence on the part of Indian tribes, Indian nations, since we seem to be in love with that phrase. You know, I've done a little bit of research. The most recent survey taken, which granted was 8 years ago, 90% of the people, of the Indians who claimed, people who claimed to be Indians, said that they don't find the name offensive.
Mm. Much ado about nothing. Good Lord. Well, some of you may or may not agree with that. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. Coming up, a review of Janet Yellen and her appointment to the Fed on Good Day.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Down the highway at 100%. National speed limit is what? Remember when they made it 55 because they wanted to save gas? Then it was 65. You drive in some areas of the country 75 miles an hour, which means you're going 85. Good for you. Keep chugging along. Doug and Ken here on Good Day at 6 minutes before the hour. Let's wrap up this hour with a couple of different points of view on the lady who would be the new Fed director, Janet Yellen. Looking at pictures of her with Mr. Obama, she looks like your grandmother, doesn't she? When you look at her, she looks like, you know, everybody's grandmother. And so what will that bring to the case? Who knows? Here, we'll try to get an opinion or two by listening to a few points of view from different hosts. Susan Rose and John Zach talked to a financial analyst named Carl Reiner, who likes the president's nomination of Ms. Yellen.
I think we've talked to you in the past, Carl, and you were very high on this this pick.
We had two picks, actually, and when Larry Summers pulled out, Janet Yellen was clearly the lead individual for this appointment. But people should feel really good about this for a few reasons. Number one, in the 100-year history of the central bank, this is the first female appointment. And to me, I think that speaks a lot of volume. And it is the most powerful central bank on the planet. Now, granted, she's got to go through some Senate confirmation, but the feeling, at least initially, we saw markets perk up a little bit based on this announcement.
Carl, because Janet Yellen is a close ally of the current chairman, Ben Bernanke, should we expect Bernanke's thinking to weigh in decisions she may make down the road?
That's an excellent observation, John. She was the number two individual or vice chair at the Federal Reserve here since 2010, and she was a Fed president before that. But some say she was the architect behind this quantitative easing or this whole easy money that the Fed has been employing here as of late. And there's a general feeling that that will continue with her appointment, assuming she's nominated or approved by the Senate in February.
Now, Yellen's seat on the board, who is a likely replacement? Who decides who's going to be added to the board?
Assuming she becomes the chairman, the vice chairman is appointed by the president. It was President Obama that appointed her as vice chair back in 2010. So that'll be a decision that he'll make, and it's a very important decision as well.
888-302-3684. All right, let's listen to
The discussion, Steve Scott had in his program with Ben White, who's on Politico.com. He doesn't think there's much difference between Yellen and Bernanke. That seems to be the consensus here.
Janet Yellen has been vice chair of the Fed for a while. What do we know about her economic philosophies?
Well, we know she's a dove on monetary policy, which means she's likely to keep interest rates low for a long time. She's likely to keep up what's called quantitative easing, which is a fancy way of saying the Fed buying a lot of bonds to keep interest rates low. She's very much in line with Ben Bernanke's policies, so I don't think you would see a great deal of change at the Fed under Janet Yellen, and she's not going to raise interest rates anytime soon. That's why the stock markets really like her pick as Fed chair.
Are there any areas in which she is philosophically different from Ben Bernanke?
I don't think there are. She might be slightly more dovish than he is. He has indicated that he would like to end quantitative easing relatively soon, all this bond buying. He'd hope to do it in September, and then they held off. I think she might be inclined to keep it going even longer. She might be more inclined to try to use the Fed's tools to fight unemployment, part of the dual mandate the Fed has. So she might be more aggressive in that front than Bernanke. So that's sort of at the margin. She's a little more dovish than he is. She's not a big change from Bernanke at all.
I wonder if you could explain something for us. We've heard the term dovish, and we hear hawkish sometimes when we're talking about political leaders, maybe with their military philosophy. Explain that in terms of monetary and financial philosophy.
Right. Essentially what it means, if you're hawkish, what you're chiefly worried about is the threat of inflation. You're worried that if you keep interest rates very low, if you keep printing money, basically, that eventually you're going to get prices going up. You're going to get a lot of inflation. That's what a hawk would be worried about. Somebody more inclined to raise interest rates, less inclined to print a lot of money by quantitative easing. If you're a dove, you don't worry about inflation as much. I mean, you do worry about it. Ultimately, the Fed always has to worry about inflation. That's their chief goal, is fighting that. But you don't move too quickly. You say, look, there's not much inflation now. We can continue to increase the money supply. We can continue to do whatever, use whatever tools that are disposal to help the economy and drop unemployment. That's what a dove would do. And we've had pretty dovish Fed for quite some time now. Since the financial crisis, it's basically been all guns blazing to help the economy. So we've had as dovish a Fed as you've seen in a long time.
You know, it's no secret, I think, that Lawrence Summers was the president's first choice for Fed chair. Is he settling for Janet Yellen?
He is settling for Janet Yellen.
All right. So, I said what I was, I think the most important part of this is that she looks like my grandma. That's about, oh man. Listen, good. Not much change is good, right? We don't want too much change here. We got enough stuff floating in the air. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program at 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.